Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watcher Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Your first great love story is free when you sign up for a free 30-day trial at audible.co.uk/Wondery. That's audible.co.uk/Wondery.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker. Joining me today is someone who is not only lovely and handsome, but he will never make demands for Szechuan chicken after 11 p.m. It's Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
I just want Szechuan chicken. I just want
Szechuan chicken. Well, I just would really love some Szechuan chicken. I can really see myself being hungry for it at 2 a.m. Boys. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi.
How are you? We are talking Below Deck Med today. Very fun episode. In case you missed it, last night we had a super fun crappy hour. None other than Leah Black, formerly of the Real Housewives of Miami, came and joined us. And she spoke very bluntly and plainly about her opinions on the current ladies. She definitely said some things where I was like, wow, you just said that. So if you want to hear some hot takes from someone who is in the mix and knows these women, definitely go listen to that episode because, wow, she was, Leah went there. I was like, oh, I felt like I was in trouble. I didn't even do anything. I was just listening. I felt like I was going to get in trouble by someone. I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. But it was a great time. Thanks to everyone who joined us for that. We do Crappy Hour every other week. Mondays, 5:30 on the West Coast, 8:30 on the East Coast. And we usually alternate that with an Amazon Live. So anyway, we will always keep you updated on what we're doing on our Mondays. We will always, you know, stay here to hear all the updates on what our schedule is on all that front. And of course, there's Patreon. That's where people can watch things like Crappy Hour. They can also watch our beautiful faces right now. With Crappens on Demand, we do a weekly bonus episode. Last week, we did a trailer trash on Southern Charm. That was really fun. And this week, who knows? So that's really all the fun stuff. Patreon.com/watchforcrappens. Today, it's time to get back to Below Deck Med. I have to say, I'm feeling so refreshed because, I mean, you know me, not only do I like to beat a dead horse, I will do like beating practice on it because I will go to this well over and over again. I really hated last season of regular Below Deck, but I have to say this season of Below Deck Met, I'm really enjoying, and I feel like it's giving us the things that we really want, which is obnoxious guests, it's incompetence, it's undermining. I'm feeling good about it. And I felt like this episode last night was like a really solid episode of Below Deck where you're really stressed out and angry all at once, you know? What did you think?
Well, that's good.
How nice for you. Bless your heart.
I don't know. I'm kind of bored so far. I think Below Deck just needs a few episodes to get warmed up. But the guy, you know, the fop with the Szechuan chicken, like, shut up. I just wanted to kill him. And then I think the stews are kind of too similar. They're kind of... I don't know. They're both too similar. And then the deck, I don't know. Maybe it's, I don't know. I'm tired. I'm tired. Mm. But I think that this happens to me every few months with Below Deck because it's just always on, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it just needs a little more time to get firing. But
get marinated.
Right now, these people are just too stupid. They're all just too stupid for me. Like, I don't care. I know that Kizzy thinks she's really hot and that's great for her. I don't care who she ends up fucking. I don't care about Tommy. That girl who keeps talking about her dead boyfriend and the diver, and so she's so traumatized by the sea. Girl, you're on the sea. You're on the sea right now. You're on the sea.
I like V.
You're in it.
I like V.
And I like that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't hate them. I'm just kind of at this point. Like, why did I hire these people? I feel like a manager sitting in a restaurant, looking at everybody missing orders and just running behind with bread. I'm like, you can't even fill up waters. Why did I hire any of you? Is this all my fault?
I like that V is in like her act one of a horror movie, which is that she's like She's traumatized by this horrific accident. She's mourning, and she's going on a boat to deal with her trauma. And like probably midway through the season, she'll start to see ghosts. Terrible things will happen. There'll be blood coming out of the bunk bed or something isn't this a standard setup for horror movies, is that there's always a woman who's grieving the death of a lover and she goes off to somewhere to mourn, and then it turns out that it manifests as a ghost. It's very tried. And like, how about we have a ghost manifest out of happiness? How about a happy ghost? Why are ghosts so angry? Why do ghosts always want to do this to us? Like, literally, if I were a ghost, I would be like, hey, bitch, guess what I can do? Walk through a wall. Oh, my God. Wasn't that amazing? Oh, you can't do it? Sorry. Like, how about like a gay, annoying ghost? I think that would be a much better version for like, I think I'd be a great ghost. I would be the best ghost. If I haunted you, I would want to play games with you. I'd want to cook for you. Like, why are all these ghosts so angry? They're going to go to hell.
If I was a ghost, I'd just walk up to you and say, why the fuck are you in my chair? Get out of my chair. That's my chair. That's all I would care about.
Just like an ornery ghost. But like, why are these ghosts always want to kill? Like,
yeah, what's wrong with them? And take over the daughter and kill the mom. And they're so dramatic.
That's always, you know, like, no one's the like soul. That. Oh, the soul is trapped. It needs to be released to go back to go to the afterlife. Well, you know what, ghost? If you acted better, like the way you're acting right now, you want to go to the afterlife. You're going to go to hell. You're going to be banished to hell. Why don't you act better as a ghost and you can go to heaven, right? What's wrong with them?
Ghosts don't really think it through. I think it's
so mad. I generally worked myself into a tizzy. Like, that wasn't even me doing a bit. Like, I was generally like thinking about ghosts and got myself mad.
Ghosts are also just drama queens. You know, it's like people really who didn't get enough attention in life and now they're trying to get all this attention in death. Like, we can't even see you. You know what I mean? Get a hobby. Go take a class. Like, when you go to Halloween and you see all the, you know, all the ghosts that are bleeding and you're like, you didn't even have a job in real life. You know what I mean? Like, those people that come up to you at Not Scary Farm, those aren't even people who made an effort in real life. And now I have to deal with you when you're dead. Like, I wouldn't even give you a second glance at a mall. Like, why do I have to have you running up to me with noisy shoes at Not Scary Farm?
Yeah. And could you talk normally? Like, when you possess people, why do you have to possess them in such a strange way? If I were to possess someone, I would like, you know what I would do? If I were a ghost, I would possess a boring person and then give them personality instead of taking over someone with personality and then making them speak things like, do you want to play? Like, what are you doing? Like, why are you talking like that? Talk like a real person, ghosts.
Yeah, I agree. I'd like the makeover ghost idea where you're just a ghost and you go help people who just don't understand like how to comb their bangs, you know? Or, you know, you're like, oh, guess what we're going to do today? Brush our teeth.
It'd be like, do Flossing you want ghost. To play? Do you want to play? Oh, good girl. I want to play too. Okay. Let's do something about those bangs.
Yeah.
But anyway, I want to say, getting back to Below Deck Med, because that is what we're here to do. Talk about this. Obviously, this primary is major douchebag. Just the worst. Spoiled brat, etc. I'm going to give him one thing. Which is that last episode, at 2 in the morning, he wanted Szechuan chicken, and they gave him chili con carne, because it was a crazy request. There is a part of me that felt like, given his request last night, could they have, like, prepped some Szechuan chicken earlier in the day for late that night? Like, why did they not think, like, oh, we didn't have the Szechuan chicken last night, but let's have it for tonight? Like, that's a little, like, I think that he was entitled to get it the second night, but they should have prepared for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but he gave them wasn't this their 8-course meal? And then, by the way, this 8-course meal, which we'll talk about when we get to, it was so much food. It wasn't, it was a weird, so he just slammed them with so much food that I don't think he thought that this person could even eat it, because he didn't even make it through his dessert. I think this is just one of those people who just wants to be like, I'm rich. Look what I can do.
100%.
Look what I can do. I can say Szechuan chicken and they'll make it. And so I liked that Aisha was like, no, you're an asshole. We're not doing that. I think that's the first time we've ever seen that, where someone's just like, no. Hey, do you want a chef? You don't either? Yeah, we're not doing that. Okay, go to bed. You know?
I was surprised at that, honestly. I was surprised that they basically rejected him. And it was good that they did. I'm just saying that, like, probably earlier in the day while the chef was doing something, he probably could have, like, stir-fried some Szechuan chicken real quickly, put it in some Tupperware, and then the crew could have, like, They could have had it on hand.
But then this guy would have been like, no, I don't want Szechuan chicken now. Now I want, you know, fried calamari, fresh from the sea. You know, he just wants to prove his, his worth to his poorer guests, his poorer, you know, companions on the boat. So I don't think there's any making that kind of a person happy. You know, they just want to look powerful.
They'll probably die young, you know?
You can't beat a maid. That's probably what he really wanted to do, was just beat up a maid in front of his friends to show his power. That's what would have happened in like a king show, you know, or that he would have just like decapitated a jester or something. But he can't do that anymore. So now he has to ask for Szechuan chicken.
Yeah.
God, could you imagine that guy being a ghost in your house? Oh, God. My mommy's going to get you.
Could you imagine having a ghost that all it's doing every day is requesting you to make it Szechuan chicken? Like, you have no, you don't have a body. You can't eat the Szechuan chicken. But I just like the smell of it. It's like, no, I'm not making Szechuan chicken for you, ghosts.
Okay, so Christian is floating away on the jet ski as he was last week. Now, there was a lot of controversy online, like, oh, my God, but maybe he's really, you know, comatose or whatever, because he got hit in the head with that whatever, that hook.
The hook. The
anchor hook thing. And so maybe he's, like, really just out there dazed and confused. No, he's just an idiot, okay?
He's an idiot.
Which we learned in this episode. There's no medical reason for it. He's just stupid. God bless his wide-eyed heart. He's got the wide eyes of a stupid person, you know, and they make their eyes really wide to look like, look, I'm thinking. It's like, no, you're not, you know? It's just definitely like blink.
Like a comic, like he should be in like the Sunday Funnies or something like that. Like he sort of has that look of like a character that sort of strolls in as stupid people do. You know how stupid people are always strolling in? What's funny is that he is stupid, but he's also failing on the shoulders of Tessa's stupidity, because she didn't, we find out soon that she didn't fuel the jet ski. So the jet ski died and he's stuck on it and he doesn't radio for help. He's just floating on it, being like, huh, what happened here? So these are just two stupid people doing stupid things.
Yeah. So once he's really far away, he finally radios them and he's like, guys, come and get me. I'm drifting really far from the boat. I mean, on the good hand, I did get a phone number from a dolphin, but, you know, I am considered hot this far away from the boat. So that's a good thing, but I need some help. So Nathan's like, oh, Jesus. And Captain, are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?
And the guests are like, the guests are just lying around. They want to go jet skiing and stuff. And then now we see like Tessa's just folding a towel, you know, making herself busy. Max is probably yelling at the line somewhere, and Christian's just still floating away. So Nathan's like, Tessa, hello, Tessa, Earth to Tessa, hello, Tessa. Okay, towel in Tessa's hand. Maybe you can help. Maybe you can be more effective than Tessa herself. Okay, we're going to have to stay on top of the fueling of the jet skis going forward, all right? She's like,
yeah, copy. Sorry about that. I just got so much going on here with one of the boys getting married, another one having a baby.
Sir, I didn't refuel the jet skis. I was just thinking about how I raised those boys since they were boys. Well,
oh, this is terrible. And then we see a flashback to Nathan telling Tessa the night before about how she has to do the job list and how the biggest part of this is refueling jet skis. And then Tessa's just on the radio. She's like, I totally forgot about that. Sorry, stupid Tessa.
I was so busy folding this towel that I forgot about jet ski fuel. Sorry about that.
So then Nathan goes up to Sandy, and Sandy's like, wow, you know, you really need to organize this. And, you know, they have to take care of their duties, okay? Because, you know, I can't be sitting here watching them. I got to catch up on, like, two episodes of Wind. I'm behind. He's like, yeah, well, I've said that to them twice now. Okay, well, I'm sorry you have to do all that explaining, you know? And that should be common sense, but yet, you know, you have some people who don't get it. Have you tried hugging them? They probably need a hug, maybe a nap.
Yeah, you know, people are like pants. Sometimes you have to just sit a pair down and say, stop going below the ankles until they learn. Until they learn. So Max is like, oh, the dynamic of the deck team is like taking Christian on the shoulder, taking Tess on the shoulder, just getting heavier. So heavy on my shoulder. So useless. Don't wait fucking 100 meters to say, oh, you know, I'm lost, you know?
Why is Max for some reason the one that annoys me the most? He is the most competent of these deckhands, which is not saying much because I don't think he's like that great. But like the fact that he thinks he's such a good deckhand when he reminds me of like a 14-year-old. Like when he first came on the show, he was like a 9-year-old. He really truly acted like a child. Now he's like a teenager who thinks that like or not even like barely a teenager, who thinks that they know everything. And like, no, you're still just 14. You can't even drive yet, sir. Like he drives me absolutely nuts.
To me, what makes him crazy is he's not a terribly competent person, but he looks so competent compared to where he's at. And it reminds me of kind of like modern politics, where you're like, how did these fucking morons get in charge? And then you look at everybody surrounding them and you're like, oh, because those people are even dumber, you know?
Yeah.
And it's sad. And it leads to just stupidity all over the place. And that's kind of what's annoying me with the whole season. Like, they're all so bad. Like, if everybody sucks, you know, there's no one to really root for. I mean, when they get me to the point where I would actually vote for Max politically, this country is doomed. That's all I'm saying, you know? See, I know I'm projecting too much, but still, like that's what scares me about away. Max.
Because then we see him get onto a jet ski to go save Christian. So he goes, and then he like does like circles around Christian, almost like he's in some teen movie or like some 1950s motorcycle movie. He's like just circling menacingly. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Stop that. This is why I can't get on Max's side. Like, why are you making me take Christian? Like, Christian's sitting there looking at Max like, you fucking idiot. I'm like, why are you making me take the incompetent dude's side here? But that's what Max does every episode so far.
Yeah. So he takes him back to the boat. And meanwhile, everyone else is working. And Nathan is telling Tessa to pass him along a line for the jet ski. And she's just like, la, la, la. She's just like ignoring him, doing whatever. And he's like, Tessa, Tessa, Tessa. She's like, la, la, la. And he's like, we need to be quicker. And she's like, I just wish that we had more leadership. It's like, oh, God, for Christ's sake, Tessa.
Classic.
Tessa's not only terrible at her job, she's also toxic.
Yeah.
Which means, A, I kind of don't like her, but also, B, I would totally be smoking cigarettes with her outside and talking shit about everybody.
Yeah. I think what's funny about Tessa is that in her confessionals, she does her hair so it looks like a thatch roof in like medieval times. You know, it's like this blonde kind of like angled A-frame that's on her head that I'm like not even sure if it's like even fitting right or whatever. So yeah, I do appreciate
kind of like
that
old 60s you know, like evening gown, just teased up hair and then brought all the way
it's like
out.
A split down the middle, and like it sort of looks like it's just been placed on her like Fisher Price hair, but or Lego hair.
Yeah,
so I do enjoy that, but she seems to be more or less a waste of space. So Nathan's saying, the first charter, I was giving my team the benefit of the doubt. I was also going to the toilet every 5 seconds on account of food poisoning. And I tried teaching them, and we see him teaching them, quote unquote, teaching them, which is like, oh, be sure to hold the rope up here. Okay, but now second charter, this has gone beyond a joke, because it was a joke before. Keep an eye on, and we see him like now bossing people around, like, do this, do that, fuel this or whatever. And basically he's like, yeah, they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. But it's like fueling the jet skis is a pretty basic thing. Like, come on. And so Tessa apologizes and he's like, you know, just take initiative and think 10 steps ahead. And she's like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know what? I mean, this team just feels kind of weak. It's like, you are the team, Tessa.
You're on.
You're
the one who didn't refuel. I don't think you need leadership to tell you to refuel the machines that guests will be using. That's like,
I just was waiting for someone to tell me what to do with all this gasoline and what to do with this jet ski. I just don't know. I wish I had good leadership around here.
Okay, so then Jack, Szechuan Chicken Jack, is annoyed because his mom's calling him. Which, of course, she is, you know.
Jack,
you doing okay over there, Jack? You're not bothering anyone for Szechuan chicken, are you? This is a lot of money for me and your dad.
And Jack has a bratty friend named Katarina, who she's just like awful. But I think because she's a girl, I'm like amused by her because she's like real. She's almost like a caricature. She's like a character in one of those like wacky Australian movies, like Muriel's Wedding, like the bratty like sister or friend who says things that you're like, people don't say this in real life. And she's like, oh my God, right? Like P.O. mom. I mean, you're just funding this. Like, get over it. I think I'll have a margarita.
Why not? It's margarita time. Cause why not?
Why not?
So now it's water time and the team is still can't, This team still can't get organized. And Christian just keeps apologizing. And Sandy offers Nathan help. And he's denies it. And she's like, oh, God, it's Charter 2 and I'm paying attention. And I can see Nathan doing everything possible to lead his team. But, man, Tess and Christian are same as Charter 1. I'm not sure where their minds are, but it is complete chaos.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then we see Sandy on the bridge reviewing CVs for the crew. Why isn't she calling Norma? That's another problem I have with this season. Are we replacing Norma with your wife?
Where's Norma?
Because I'm glad that you found happiness and everything. I'm not finding happiness. Get your wife off of here and get Norma back on here. Okay? Would we dump Norma for your wife? I would rather switch the baby, hey, Mimi, you're looking so sweet, Mimi, for, wow, Sandy, I found someone as talented as your hips. That is to say, completely none. There's something. Like, give me some Norma. You see? I don't even have any Normas in me because there's no Norma here. There's no Norma spirit here.
Norma, are you okay? That borderline didn't make sense. Are you thinking straight?
Your haircut hasn't made sense for years, and you keep that on your shoulders. Bloop.
Bloop. I don't know if I have to hear this guff from someone who wears pants that reach all the way down to her ankles. Bloop.
At least mine are still called ankles and not kinkles, you kinkle slut. Bloop.
Bloop. Kankles. Isn't that the name of the website you go on internet dating with? Bloop.
Bloop. Please don't make fun of my masturbation material. You've got a little too far now. Bloop.
Bloop. Your masturbation material, what is that? Like a head of broccoli or some sort of like can of tuna? Like what? What turns you on these days? Bloop. Also another bloop. Ha ha ha. Bloop.
Not answering. I'm very offended. Just dot, dot, dot. Moving dot, dot, dot. Moving dot, dot, dot.
Oh, she left me on, moving, dot, left dot, me dot, on red. Left me on red.
So Captain Sandy's worried. And then Aisha's like, oh, I have to admit, my team is handling this second charter very well. I mean, everyone can keep up. You know, it's like the juxtaposition between the interior and the deck. It's like birds chirping, songs singing on the inside. And then it's like Apocalypse Now on the outside. Selena versus Taylor. Taylor versus Charlie XCX. Ah.
Hey, is that Cookie Monster outside talking about pop culture? As soon as Aisha said this, it's like, okay, well, producers are not going to like that. They're going to try to destroy this. So Tessa's asked,
the producers are like, nah. Both people on the interior are working well. Let's move one to the outside and hire an idiot for Aisha.
That's right. And sure enough, we then see Sandy still looking at the CV and saying, oh, hey, whoa, looks like V has a lot of experience on the deck. You know what I just realized? When I'm looking at V's CV, I am seeing V, CV. see what I'm saying? I got to call Leah about this one. This is
hilarious. Well, hold on. Bloop. Hey there, Norma. I just wanted to say, hey, we have a V that's actually working up here. No offense. Sorry, yours hasn't worked for a long time. But hey, you know, I just want you to know that we're putting our V to a lot more use than yours ever has been put to. Okay. Bloop.
Bloop. Hey, bitch, I thought you were going to call and give me some good wordplay about the fact that I sent you a V to work on the C by sending you a CV about her. But instead, you decided to shame me. So thanks a lot, bitch.
I sent a V to the C. So how do you like that? So now Sandy sees that V has deck experience. And so then V and Josh are in the kitchen and V's asking Aisha how everything's going outside. And she's like, oh, God, every time I see them, they're like, oh, my God, have you had a day like that when you were on deck, V? She's like, yeah, but like I had to rely on myself because like I was the only one doing lines. You know, yeah, I'm just like really good at lines because I'd have to like tie them up alone. So, yeah, I've learned a lot about lines. I can really tie lines. Like I'm super, super good at lines.
Yeah, I have like a little bit of experience on deck. I mean, I did win the award from like 2020 to 2024 of best deckhand in all of the world. It was crazy, that award. But anyway, they surely won't put me out on the deck because I love it here on the interior. But ever since my boyfriend passed away, I've had a bad relationship with the ocean because he died underwater. So it's just like I needed some time to recover from that. So I put myself on more of an interior path, and working on the deck would bring me back to where it all started with Bond.
So she talks about Bond. This whole backstory is so tragic. It's like very, very sad to me. And it actually is fast. Not only is it sad, dare I say, it's fascinating to me. So V is basically like reticent to go out on the deck because it's cutting too close to, she's not ready to face that trauma. But guess what? You're in Bravo and they're going to make you do it and they're going to make you cry. So get ready, V. It's happening.
Yeah, they'll ask you to like instruct a dive soon because this is Bravo.
They really will.
That's how they roll. They're like, you know what? Yeah. We're going to do underwater aerobics with V as a teacher. Okay, go. Well, go V.
They'll definitely schedule. They'll schedule like a guest, and that guest will be someone who lost like someone special in their lives. And then V is going to bond with that person. They're going to do the whole thing. They're going to really like force it out of her for sure.
Yeah. So V is still going on. She's like, yeah, I mean, I do lines. I can teach you how to do a bow line. Do you want to know how to do a bow line? Do you want to know how to do a dragon line? I know how to do a dragon line. Do you know how to do that? You want to see it? I can do it right now. You want me to do it? Hey, give me a piece of spaghetti. Give me a piece of spaghetti.
You need to work on the deck team. They need you out there, but don't go too soon. I first have to shame Kizzy for not being as good as you. Okay.
So now Nathan and Sandy are standing together and she's checking on him and she's like, well, you know, you do a good job of explaining. I see explaining a lot. That's real good. That's real good. And he's like, I'm just not doing nothing. She's like, well, it's frustrating. Trust me. Okay. I'm a person who worked with a lady whose name rhymed with banana and couldn't even get along with her. Okay. And you know what? Normally I love that banana.
Listen, I know you feel like you're not doing anything. That only applies to your hairstyle, but everything else, you're really killing it. You're really making a lot of good moves.
So Christian and Tessa are on the back of the boat and Christian's like, these snorkels are clean. Yeah. And she's like, I don't know. I mean, was this hard to put out? This ladder looks hard. I mean, who even came up with the idea of ladders? Stairs are better. Ladders are hard.
And he's like, I didn't do it.
Really?
It's like they do everything without us. And then when they tell us to do it, we have no fucking idea how to do it. And you know what's even worse? Is when they act. Wait a second. He said, when they tell us to do it, we have no fucking idea how to do it. Oh, sorry. I misread that. I was thinking in my mind, he was saying when they tell us how to do it. He was like complaining that, oh, they tell us how to do it.
They do everything. And then so we don't know how to do anything because they're not teaching us because they just keep doing it. No, yeah. They're teaching you. You guys are just dummies and you're not paying attention. And instead of doing your job, you're sitting around complaining and trying to make everybody else the villain here when you're both the idiots. You literally just went on a fucking jet ski. And I don't even care if she didn't fill it up with gas. Didn't you look down and see that it wasn't full? Don't they have like a little empty? I know they do because I've been on those things. They have a little, just like anything else, they have a little ticker that goes all the way to E.
A gauge, if you will. Mm-hmm. So Tessa tells us,
well, I know I can do a good job. Just ask the McB boys. I raised them. And guess what? I can also do a pretty mean print shop and flyer to invite you to a baby shower. So I just don't understand his leadership style. Like, we can't even read your mind, Nathan. And we can't understand that strange Irish accent either.
We can't read your mind and most pamphlets. So what do you think about that?
So Captain's like, well, we can't control everything that goes on the boat. You know, look at Nathan and Max. They just need to calm down. Oh, no, this is Christian. Sorry.
He's like, doing his Captain Sandy impersonation.
Yeah, he's like, I can't do everything. I'm hot. You know, those guys are so mad, but they need to calm down. Like, shit happens, you know? And
just what you want to hear from a pilot, by the way.
Yeah. I need to know why he was fired from being a pilot and didn't go back. Cause I'm starting to feel, I mean, we said it right at the beginning, like there's something fishy there with his whole, I was a pilot and then COVID happened and now I'm not a pilot anymore. Like, it's been a few years and,
planes still fly.
Planes are still in the air, sir. So what happened on the plane? What happened? Yeah. I want to know.
So, Jack is, looking around for Aisha. He wants a milkshake and he's like, can I have a milkshake, but only vanilla plus a little salt and, you know, some bread, of course. Oh, can you make that too? Because Katarina wants to have one, that bitch. Oh my gosh, she's such a slut. You want to talk about Katarina? God, did you hear? She wants another margarita. Of course she does. She's borderline alcohol. Like, all right, I'll see you up there with the milkshakes.
Why not? We'll have a margarita. Why not?
So
I love when she said that. What I loved is that she put her hands in the air and she pointed her fingers at Aisha like, I'm going to have a margarita because Warner.
Even has to be milkshake. Difficult with this fucking milkshake. I'll have a milkshake, but only vanilla. No chocolate. Like, okay, that's pretty standard. Just say a vanilla milkshake.
If you order, by the way, I just want to put this out there. Ronnie, sorry to interrupt. If you order a vanilla milkshake, I do not think that chocolate is expected in that milkshake because that would not be a vanilla milkshake. That would be a chocolate milkshake or a whatever you call it, a swirl or a black eye or whatever. But if you order a vanilla milkshake, I'm going to say there's probably a 100% chance it's going to be a vanilla milkshake.
Yeah.
It will not be a chocolate milkshake.
So now Aisha radios for Kizzy to show Aisha what cookies Jax likes because, you know, and she's like, oh, is he on his little milk and cookie time? Yes, it is. So now Nathan is trying to instruct Christian and Tessa to bring in jet skis and stuff. And, you know, Max is sighing because he doesn't want to help them. He's just about them, you guys. And then we cut to Tessa and she's like, what am I even supposed to be doing? Why ain't anybody telling me what I'm supposed to be doing? We just saw him telling you what to do. Why aren't you doing it?
I know. Always. She just wanders around like an NPC in like a villager in Zelda or something like that. So now Kizzy is asking Josh about what's for dinner and he's doing his eight courses, you know? So he does this. He's saying how like planning an eight course tasting menu is a crazy amount of work for one chef, which is true. And he went to sleep really late and he woke up early and everything. And he's like, I just have to time the preparation just right. So everything doesn't get cold, make sure everything element is perfectly prepped. And then I've got to do that seven more times. And it's just exhausting for one chef. So, yeah, he's basically got work to do for himself.
Yeah, he's got a lot to do. So then we go to Tessa and Max, and Tessa's like, oh my God, we are the shittiest deck team at the moment. We are just not making the Dribble Door proud. And Max is like, did you say we are the shittiest deck crew? And she's like, well, we are shit, aren't we? I mean, God. And he's like, what is your solution? What is his suggestion?
She's like, I don't know.
And Max is like, yeah, she's the problem. Like, what the fuck is wrong with this girl? She goes, I think we're fucked. And he goes, well, thank you for making us realize it. Dong, dong, ding, dong, 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 ding, dong. I'm meditating.
He really needs to work on his hypnosis powers to help these people. So now she's done in the laundry and now she's going to help Kizzy decorate the table. And Aisha is so proud. So she's just talking with Kizzy and she's like,
V, she's been going so much quicker.
And Kizzy's like, oh, cool.
I mean, she's just coming along leaps and bounds.
And Kizzy's like,
I just wish we had an award to give her. We could all wear dresses and stand in a line and hand her an award and say, you are the best. Yes, you could be the person that presents the award. And since it's the first award, we'd say, sorry that no one else is good enough to ever have won this award before. So we're just going to give it to Kizzy to give to her. Hand it over, Kizzy. You can't be in the picture. You didn't win the award. I'm sorry. Go over there. Entertainment Tonight doesn't want to talk to you.
Oh, I just heard that V also won Best Personality in the Interior Department. That's so lovely.
So Kizzy is annoyed because she's damaged. Let's just put it out that way. I'm just going to say it. She's damaged. She is of the mold. I think we talked about this earlier. She's of the mold of Ashley from Below Deck Sailing, who is like desperate for male attention and is also going to be cutthroat to the other women. And so Kizzy is sitting here. She's seeing the praise that V is getting, which has no bearing on Kizzy. It doesn't mean that it's not a zero-sum game, but she treats it that way, that if V is getting praise, that means Kizzy is doing badly. And that's not how it is. But she tells us, it's annoying because I'm definitely doing a lot more work and I like to be recognized for like how much I do. Look, I put a tablecloth on this table. Isn't that amazing? Because I need to be the best, okay? I was always raised that way. I'm a very competitive person, like Michael Jordan competitive. I'm the Michael Jordan of putting tablecloths on tables. And I'd like to thank my mom for that. She was always like, win, 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 win. And when you're 7 years old, you go to a dance performance and she's like, oh God, stop being so slow. Lift that leg up higher. Je t'ai, father. She wasn't wrong. Second place is the first place in a long line of losers. It's like, okay, you need to go to therapy. And congratulations.
I just, what you said, I am just so competitive, like Michael Jordan level competitive. I mean, not for the first time I said out loud, you're cleaning toilets.
Yeah.
Stop with this. Just stop with it. I know. She's always talking herself up like, it's me, always waking up, and it's the best. Hand me that toilet brush. I can see why she's getting annoyed, because she's got some newbie, doesn't really know what she's doing. She's having to train her. And then Ace is like, oh, my God. But it's like a little baby being upset that their baby sister is being praised for walking when they already know how to walk. You know, it's like, well, I'm walking. Right. No one's praising me. But they can't remember when they were already praised for walking, you know. So then they go into the living room while their little sister is being breastfed. And they stand right in front of their mom. And they piss all over the carpet because they're sick of this treatment. And then when their little sister goes to bed, he starts ripping out little eyelashes one at a time until he gets caught and almost sent away to army camp at 5 years old.
Sorry. I love that specific example that's not based in any sort of life experience.
I have no idea who that would be. So then Nathan is on the radio. He's going to have a meeting on the sun deck. Okay. So Aisha's like, why isn't your hat fitting your head? Because he's kind of wearing it above his head. And he's like, I'm just like wearing it like this. She's like, interesting.
So people are doing stuff and getting ready for dinner, and Kizzy and Nathan, you know, Kizzy has got a fan in her face, and she asks if there's a whole language with the fans, and she makes a joke that holding the fan in front of your for JJ, I was like, what is perjurber? Means come to my bedroom. And he's like, but don't you have a boyfriend? And she goes like, oh, I'm going to punch you in the face. So their flirtation.
So Aisha loves the table. She's like, oh, I love this table. V must have done it. Where's V? She's getting an award. So now it's time for Sandy. Sandy's on FaceTime with BB. Hey there, little bear. Oh, look at you, BB. Look at you. Look at little bear, BB. And that's her dog, little bear. And Captain Sandy's like, I miss him. And so we see little bear. And she's like, today was crazy.
Not
and
he's
like, oh, well, you look beautiful, baby. I'm sorry. I was talking to little bear. Could you put little bear back on the phone? Okay. Hey, little bear, this day was crazy. Gosh, I wish I was there to watch you lick your nuts. Get over it. I was really
little calm. Bear's like, hey, mama bear. I have a little bit of an issue because here I thought, I was a little bear, and I finally saw myself in the mirror. I'm actually a dog. So how do you reconcile the fact that you named me a bear when I'm really a dog? Do you know what that does to a little dog's mind? Do you know what sort of warped sense of self I have? Woof, woof. I'm really not happy about this.
Put your mother back on the phone. I don't know how to deal with this. Okay. Hi, baby.
Hey, baby. Little bear's been acting up, having some sort of identity issues.
Just tell little bear he's a little fish. Just start calling him little fish. Surely that'll fix everything.
Okay, little fish, you want dinner? Seems okay with it. I think we fooled him again.
Love you, baby. Love you, baby. Have a good night, gorgeous baby.
So now it's time for the deck team to lift the tender out of the water. So this is a process where Max is on it, and there's a hook going down, and Nathan's got that like cigarette tray, but that's actually a remote control thing. And everyone's confused because they're all idiots. And Nathan's like, Tessa, pass the painter tab as fast as you can. Get it over there. What, Max? What you doing? What you doing? Unhook him, Max. And Max is getting like all mad. So he has to basically say like, all right, Max, let's start over. All right, take five. Because Max gets angry and he like speeds the tender away from the boat to be like, I'm mad Max beyond Thunderdome.
He's like, no, Christian, you need to keep the boat even at all times there. You're swinging the boat. Oh God, we're gonna go back down again. Max, unhook yourself. Max, oh my God, we're all gonna die. Then he speeds off and gets all pissed off, and he's like, Max, I can't have you getting emotional when we're doing crane needs some very calm hands. Crane hands, we call them. We need you to have crane hands, little bear. He's like, I'm not a bear. Okay, well, it worked for Captain Sandy's dog. All right, you can't be emotional. He's like, it is not emotion, mate. He's like, but you can't throw your hands up. Listen to me now. I just need to get a really terrible haircut. just deal with what comes to you one day at a time. Sometimes if you get mad, just take it out on your hair. All right.
The crane is the most dangerous thing, and you need to be calm around the crane. I can't help it. I have a thing for Daphne. No, not the Fraser crane. The boat crane. We need you to be calm as much as possible.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
I commend Nathan because he actually is, as his team, like especially as Max is like losing his mind and everyone's incompetent. Like Nathan is very, like he keeps his cool and he keeps like calm. And I have to say that's like very impressive because I would be saying so many passive aggressive things and rolling my eyes and be so pissy at that point.
I mean, I don't know that it's really working. I have to say, I don't know that approach is really working, but it is nice to see someone able to stay calm, but your team still doesn't know what they're doing. And it does, whatever you're doing now doesn't seem to be scaring them. I can see why guys in military training are like, get down. Give me 20, fatty. You're ugly. Your mama never liked you. And that's why you're going to do what I say. Unless you want to be the fattest kid in class. You know, I can see why they're like that. Cause you do it. You know, when someone's just standing there like, you know, I just need less anger from you. I don't think it works.
Well, I do think he needs to give them a stern talking to. But I do think that like in a moment of where everyone's like losing their minds and being chaotic, I thought it was like really cool that he was like just like centered. But that being said, it's time for him to start scolding.
Get your goddamn fingers out of your goddamn ears. I've known peanut butter sandwiches smarter than you, you twit. Now get down and give me 20.
Yeah, but I think if he does that in that moment, then Tessa just goes into the, I'm just not being led. It's like, what am I even supposed to do? But like, I think like for a deck team meeting, he's got to be like, now listen up, everyone. It's like that. It's like that movie with this, that book with the substitute. The teacher can't control her class, so she has a quote unquote sick day, and then she comes in and drag. She's like an old bitch, and she yells at her students and gets them in line. They don't realize it's the same teacher all along.
What movie is that? That sounds great.
It's actually they're turning into a movie. It's a famous children's book. It's like Mrs. Wembley's Day Off or something. But it's classic. It.
Yeah,
it's great.
Good to me. Yeah. So Nathan knows it's not fair to put all this work on Max and when the others are incompetent. But if Max can't handle it, he's really fucked because Max is the only one who kind of knows what he's doing.
Miss Nelson.
So Max is like, okay, can we speak? Can you speak? And Nathan's like, okay, we'll have an argument. Yeah, if that's what you want, because Max is getting all upset because he's gotten a talking to. So now Jack is watching all of this, you know, eating his ice cream with only vanilla and no chocolate. And he's loving it. And he's got his big fan hiding his face. He's like, oh, my God, do you see this? The boys are in trouble. The boys are in trouble.
Yeah, he's definitely enjoying all of this. So now, you know, Nathan's going to pull Max for a talk on the bow later. So now the girls... this girl, Katarina, this is one of my favorite moments of dialogue. I'll try to recapture it. So she basically is like, oh my God, I think that my mother should be happy because the worst thing I ever did was fraud. They're like, fraud? Fraud? What sort of fraud did you do? Oh, I said it was her. Why did you do that? Because I was trying to steal her money. I was just trying to steal money from her. Well, I was trying to pretend to be my mom, to take money out of the bank. It's no big deal. It's only fraud.
Yeah, she defrauded her own mom by stealing her identity. So Aisha comes out and Jack's like, where's big dog Sandy? Aisha, do you ever call her Sandals? And she's like, literally not once in my life have I said that.
Sandals. That was funny to me. Sandals. Do you ever call Captain Sandy Sandals? Well, it is one of my favorite pieces of footwear. It goes particularly well with my capri pants, but no one's actually ever called me that, unfortunately.
You know, if someone were ever going to call me out on my favorite shoe, I would hope they'd just call me, you know, Nurse Blacks. Because, God, I love those. The little rubbery sound they make as you walk across the floor. No one messes with you. And I'll tell you, you can stand on your feet for hours with those things.
Well, you know, I do, you know, from like 2013 to 2017, I would have really liked being called Espadrille. But, you know, that time in my life is over.
I'd like to think if I ever went to school, I'd be a Dr. Scholes.
So So then Nathan's telling Max, he basically just stay calm. The crane is really dangerous. Stay calm. He's like, I know, but they are pissing me off. He's like, I know, but stay calm. Look, you and I, we're doing 50-50. You're doing 50 and I'm doing 50. Okay. It'll get sorted, but stay calm. I am calm.
Yeah.
You're not calm. I am calm.
So now Josh is getting ready to serve dinner. So we get a clown monologue. He's like, there's so many similarities between music and cooking. It's insane. Like a good song has really memorable stuff and a great memorable riff, and a great dish has a memorable flavor combination, and a great song gives you feelings of nostalgia, and a great dish will take you back home. If a dish is like a song, then an 8-course meal is like a concert. Oh, please. You're like the Pentatonix with 90 fucking things playing at once after this meal. I can't believe anybody could even eat. This was too much. This was like serving a main course. This is like serving 8 main courses to people. This isn't what it's supposed to be doing. It's a tasting menu, sir.
Yeah, I agree. First of all, also his metaphor was really, it was a real stretch. Saying like food is like music. That's a fine premise. But then he's like a good song, like a really good song is really good and really good food is really good. It's like, okay, that's not, you know, that doesn't make sense. However, you know, like the concert, okay, fine. If dish is like a song, 8-course meal is like a concert, fine. And I realize I've gotten way too invested in his metaphor here, but I agree. Getting back to what you were saying. So it starts with a white gazpacho. Fine. That's a nice opener. Okay. So it's the gazpacho. And then, I don't remember what's, oh, next, the next thing he goes right into is like, is that like lobster or langoustines? It's like, that's a big second course. Like, shouldn't it be the progression, be like a soup, like a small something leafy or green or light? And you just sort of get bigger and bigger and bigger. He starts off second course with lobster. At one point he does those Wagyu tacos, which really upset me because first of all, you're kind of like taking away the entire point of having Wagyu in the first place. If you're sort of grinding it up and putting it into a taco, like the point of a Wagyu is that you have a piece of it and you cut into it, and it's like butter. So having it just all ground up does nothing. But it was also a big, indelicate taco. And then he followed that up with like sea bass. I'm like, wait a second. So you went from the meat and you went back to the fish? I didn't understand what was going on here.
Yeah, it was like fish, big portions, like huge dinner-sized portions of everything. And then a huge soft-shell crab. And then, you know, it's just too much. It was too much. I don't know how they ate all that stuff. And Jack, meanwhile, his conversation, he's like, oh, once we went to Paris and we spent 10,000 euros on lunch for 3 people. Mama's still calling me about it. Don't answer her, slag. Like, God, Katerina, damn.
I like he said, not only did he say that they spent 10,000 on 3 people, he goes, which is a lot for 3 people. I'm like, it's a lot for 10 people. Like, that's...
We
get a lot
it. Congratulations. You have a rich daddy, Jack. We're extremely impressed. So now we go to the cabins where V is knocking off and she's talking to Tessa. And Tessa's like, dude, it is so stupid on deck. No one knows what they're doing. It's just shit. I mean, fingers crossed this shit changes because it is just terrible. And V's, you know, pretty positive. So she's like, oh, okay. Well, I'm not going to say anything about that because I believe in positivity. Okay. And so Tessa's like, Nathan's not delegating. It's not just us. We're not just a problem, but it's like something's bullshit. And I'm not the type of person to keep my mouth shut or gas filled in tanks, you know, because growing up when I was 5 years old, I told my classmates there was no Santa. And they're like, you're lying. But obviously I have to say if it's bullshit, it's bullshit. Those little fuckers.
You are not ruining everyone's lives. You're not taking away everyone's innocence because you were calling out bullshit. You were doing it because you were a little turd.
You're vindictive. That's toxic, why. Little
you were the obnoxious, bratty girl. We all know you kicked adults' shins. You had meltdowns in the Starbucks when you didn't get a cake pop. You were a terror. That's what you were. You were not like on some crusade to call out bullshit. You weren't like, you know what? I'm sick and tired of this bullshit. Because by the way, no one thinks that telling Santa kids that Santa is real is bullshit. No one's like, look at this bullshit con they're spreading to the youth of the world. No, we're going to fight. We're going to get rid of this disinformation. You're just a snot.
Yeah, you're just a little asshole. So now Max is doing a handstand. Okay, and dinner's still going. Now there's a roast chicken, which is fucking crazy. Like, Then are the beef tacos that look like chili, like you mentioned it. Now Kizzy's doing dishes and talking to Max and Christian. And Max is like, I'm so in love. Since the beginning, I saw your eyes cross mine. And I was like, wow, wow, ooh la la. And Kizzy's like, oh, Tom's going to punch you in the face. Oh, no problem. I love sparring. I love sparring.
So Christian's asking how long they've been together. And she says, like, 2 months. And she tells us, love is 100% my drug of choice. I've been in a relationship for pretty much, like, my entire life. When I was 18 to 21, I was in a relationship and then broke up with one boyfriend. And I had maybe 4 days when I was single. And then I'm in another relationship for another 2 years. And I probably have a deep-rooted fear of being by myself. I'm like, that does not mean that you are addicted to love. That means you have probably deep psychological issues where you are afraid that you can't exist without the attention of a male. So, yeah, I think you should maybe get that sorted out a little bit.
But also 2 months, that's not your boyfriend. Like, can we stop?
Yeah.
It's 2 months. And Christian's like, wow, imagine you pregnant. And Max is like, is that true? She's like, I bet you stop chit-chatting and get washing, boys. So then now they're at the end of this huge dinner. We've just seen all this food go out. It was way too much food. It was a crazy amount of food. And Jack can't finish his creme brulee, which is also a pretty basic end to the meal.
It was also like just a basic creme brulee, like nothing funky or special looking about it.
Yeah. So Jack's like, but I'm going to be hungry. Can you make me a Sichuan chicken? And everyone's staring at him. They're like, come on, Jack. You don't need to make him do that. And the chef is just looking at him like, are you kidding me? And he's like, no, no, I really want a Sichuan chicken.
Yeah. So he's like,
oh, wow. No, there's still more. There's black cod coming out. I thought they were at the end. Wow. Jesus.
No, no, no. The meal continues on.
He's already on about his Sichuan chicken. So yeah, now
he's just already talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're only in the black cod course. And by the way, Max is eating stuff out of the kitchen again, infuriating me. And we have black miso cod, which for some reason comes after the chicken and the tacos and everything. And then they have like a pistachio ice cream with a caviar bump, which that's fine. That's like what these guests would want, et cetera. But then it's weird that he doesn't have that as the grand finale. He has a grand finale of creme brulee. Like that doesn't, I don't get it at all.
Yeah. So he gets applause. They all loved it. And so this is where Jack's like, I want chicken. And Josh is shocked. And they're like, come on, you don't need that, Jack. And it's like, but I do. I need chicken. All right. And Josh is like, I'm sorry. What? The concert's over. Everybody's walking to their cars. I'm not playing you another fucking song.
Yeah. And then he says, and he's like, Jack, you realize that was 8 courses. And it's actually 1 a.m. I didn't even realize it was 1 a.m. at this point. I until right now at this moment, I thought it was like 10:30. So it's 1 a.m. The guy's exhausted. And so the fact that Jack is saying that he wants Szechuan chicken at 2 a.m. when it's 1 a.m. right now, I didn't realize it was that close. So I thought this was like 10, maybe 4 hours, whatever. So basically, Josh looks at Aisha and goes, I don't know what to do here, which I kind of felt like you just say, let me go look into it and just go downstairs and then go to sleep and let Aisha cover for you. I don't think like you should be saying that in front of the guests.
She's like, well, he does need to sleep. So if you could just think of something that will only take 10 minutes. And he goes, okay, what's real quick? She's like, well, she tells us, we always say never say no, that we're a 7-star service and we'll do anything. But if you look at the teeny, tiny, teeny, tiny print at the bottom, it says within reason, you stupid motherfucker. So the answer is no, mommy's boy. You don't get a motherfucking situation. Want chicken.
They're like, well, what about some chips, french fries? And they're like, okay. So then Josh has to go downstairs and make french fries. And then Nathan is down there talking to Kizzy and he's like, how are you getting on? And Kizzy's like, I'm having a good time. We've got a good team. Better than you think, you know, better than you, I think. And basically she just casually mentions, by the way, you know that V has quite a lot of experience on deck. I was like, oh, little underminer.
Yeah.
Little underminer.
It's like, you might want to take V so one of us can win some awards. That would be nice. So then we cut to Jack being a drunk moron and getting his fries. And so then
he's not even that hungry anymore when he gets
of course not, because it's all about the power. And I'm surprised he didn't have a little fit that he just got smacked down in front of his friends and didn't get what he asked for. So now Nathan's going to bed and he's like, Christian, whatever you do not let the guests swim. And he's like, oh, because they're drinking. And he's like, but also because of the condition of the water. And also it's below deck and you can't let people go swim at night without supervision, you fucking moron.
Yeah. So Kizzy and Josh are talking, and Josh is like, you know what my problem is? Once I've set like a bar, I find it's really hard to get any lower. Last time we checked, you were in clown makeup, so I think there's a lot of room to go higher, though.
Yeah. So then Kizzy brings... fucking Kizzy. She's just trying so hard. And she really doesn't have that many biters. And I think it's because this show, they're just so tired. So they're like, whatever. Whatever, Kizzy, you know?
Yeah, she has no biters, but she and the thing is that she's trying so hard to get a bite solely that way she can say, I'm taken, sorry. So now and the guests are in the jacuzzi.
They're just not going to put that much effort. I think she wants to start a little drama between the guys, and they're like, we're not fighting over something that's free, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you're not fighting over the last free sample is what I'm saying.
We're not fighting over second place in the interior wars, Kizzy. You're no V. So Kizzy brings the guests are in the jacuzzi. They're drunk. They're being silly. They're whatever, flopping around. And Jack's like, can we go in the ocean? And Kizzy's like, no, I'm afraid not, because there's not enough deck team down there. And they're like, but what, like, can you wake them up then? And so she's like, oh, okay. So she radios Nathan, and Nathan's like, no, under no condition. Like, they cannot go out there. Like, they cannot under any condition go out to the ocean.
So she tells them, she goes, you can't go out there. You're going to be dragged away by the condition. And Jack's just rolling his eyes like, I'm calling mommy. So then everybody goes to bed but Kizzy and Christian. And so Christian goes, pardon me, to check on them. And Jack's about to fall over. And his friends look really worried, but they're not going to say anything because he's probably paying for this whole thing. And so Christian comes over and he's like, listen, I don't want to have to jump in and save you. You saw how I am on Wave Runners. Okay, buddy. So he's like, please, can I go in? Please, I just want to feel it. So Christian's like, put your toes in. You can just put your feet in. Yeah. And he's like, but I want to feel Nemo. I want to feel the fish and Nemo under me.
It's like, well, okay. It's like, well, why don't you come on down? You can put your feet in. And it's like, I promise I'll only put my feet in. It's like, okay. It's like, this guy has been so annoying. And the only way to shut him up is to give him whatever the fuck he wants. Like, no, like if you were flying your plane and a passenger was like, I want to sit in the captain's chair, you wouldn't be like, well, he's persistent. I guess I'll let him sit in the captain's chair. You just say no. You just say, like,
call Captain Lee. Sorry. He'll do it.
Yeah.
You want to get in the goddamn water? You can swim back to Peru, motherfucker. Right?
Or call Captain Carey. Captain Carey be like, all right, well, before you go down to the dock, let me just show you something in this room. It's something really exquisite. And close the door on you. You're trapped in a room.
Yeah.
Democrats, let me out of this room. Democrats have trapped me in the room.
So there's a monitor. Okay. And Nathan luckily doesn't have water. So he goes up to get some water and he sees Jack on the, well, we see Jack on the platform and he's not wearing a life vest. And he just jumps in, basically. He's like, look, I'm just going to put my feet in. But then he falls into the water on the platform.
He's like a weird, yeah, it's like a weird, like, is it a jump in or not? He sort of like plops down on his butt and then he goes into the water. It's like, I don't know if he fell. I don't know what happened, but he basically winds up in the water. And it's like, oh, and for some reason, Christian is like pouring a hose in the water. Was he trying to like,
I don't know. I don't know what he's
doing. I don't
know
what that was about. I don't know why you water the water. But he was doing it.
So Jack is like, oh, it's so relaxing. And Christian just watching him, not telling him to get out. So Nathan comes and sees this. And so Jack finally gets out onto the swim platform and Christian's just squirting him with the hose, still saying nothing. So Nathan tells him, yeah, don't let him go to the swim platform when they've been drinking. He's like, no. And Christian's like, no, just the feet, just the feet. He's like, no. And Nathan's like, all right, look, we have to go. I can't have you down here. You know, helps him up and gets him inside. That's how you do it. You just fucking say no.
Just say no. Just say no.
That's the end. And if they insist, then you can't come off.
And then the first thing that happened, they gets back up to the hot tub. It's like, where's the Sichuan chicken? That's what I actually generally would feel like right now. Like, this fries were good, but they just weren't quite enough. Like, I want Sichuan chicken.
God, he's so insufferable. God, it's the worst. Just let him drown. Throw him back in there and just keep the boat going.
Yeah, honestly, sometimes you just got to let nature play out. Okay. Yeah. Just like, whoops.
I'm not saying murder the guy, but don't let him murder himself. Just go.
But don't encourage him on a path where life will be a higher percentage, you know?
Yeah. So stop saving the stupid people.
So Christian's like, bro, I told him many times. Like, I said, he can't. It's dangerous. Blah, 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 blah. And Nathan's like, but under no circumstances. Like, whatever, whatever. So Christian's telling us, look, he's the primary. He wants to put his feet in the water. Then do it. This guy just has such low standards for anything. Nothing happened.
Nathan's like, this has gone from being incompetent to being dangerous. And he's like, well, nothing happened, so it was fine, right? And yeah, that's not the case. He's going to go to Captain Sandy, buddy. So then 6 a.m. the next morning, everybody's doing their work. And Nathan is telling Max, he's like, yeah, so I told Christian under no circumstances, let the guests go in the water. And drunk as fuck, the guests are in the water. So... yeah, I had to go out there. He's like, no way, man. God damn it. He's like smashing a wave runner against the wall. He's like, no, calm, bro. Calm.
So Captain Sandy's checking on everything, and V is telling her that things are good, and everyone's eating breakfast, and H is like, so, Captain Sandy, when are you getting, are you getting a boat? She's like, oh, yeah, I want to get a 50-footer boat. I'm going to call it Large Size Bear. I can't wait. SS Large Size Bear. And V is saying how they're just talking about like boats and everything, and talking about like how V is talking about how her experience working on day charters, and they're kind of bonding on that. And V is talking about all the lines that she's done, all the lines.
So many lines. She's like, yeah, it's so hard to find docking space in Fort Lauderdale. Oh my God. Crazy, right? So hard to do lines there. And I'm great at lines. Do so many lines.
Captain Sandy's like, wait a second. I think I have an idea. It's not fully formed yet. I'll have to wait another episode.
Yeah, well, you know, that is busy. And when you do day charters, you're like on and off the docks. You got to be good with lines. I'm so good with lines. Yes. I'm going to marry a line. I'm marrying a line. It's like, oh, my God. I don't know what I'm thinking yet, but sure. God, I would love to just be taken off of this job and put on the deck so I could deal with lines. I love lines. I'm a line addict.
Starting to get an idea here. Starting to get an idea. I can't quite put my finger on it. You know who else likes lines? I'm sure those guests. So Aisha, it's time for it's time for breakfast and or whatever. And Aisha's saying hi to everyone. And basically Christian is talking with V and they're flirting and talking about how, like, you know, tanning and being Latinos.
Is your tan natural?
Yeah. And how Christian's saying, oh, God, would you feel proud of our heritage? Like, let's talk about, like, how she says her mom would be or her dad would be so happy if she went up with, like, a Latino guy, et cetera.
Yeah. So she's like, yeah, Christian has one of the best smiles I've ever seen. It's like a line that's in the shape of a smile. And, like, I've gone on a few dates since Bond passed, but I don't think there's ever a time when you're ready. And that's when I prefer to just throw myself into lines.
So Christian's like, yeah, we also have Latino asses, huh? Right? And she's like, okay, sure. She's like, my parents would be so happy if I brought home a Hispanic guy. It's like, well, we don't need to spray tan. We don't need anything. You just need to have two Latino parents. She's like, okay, all right. Yes.
We are Latino. So, thank you for pointing that out.
Like, okay.
Thank you.
So Jack asks Aisha for some help to pack up his luggage. And in case you didn't remember from last episode, he brought on 7 giant pieces of luggage for 2 days. And of course, he spread everything everywhere. So V is going to be put on that task.
Yeah. So it's a big clusterfuck in there. Tessa is snoring in her cabin while everybody's looking for her. So Nathan goes to talk to the cabin and Aisha is talking to V about packing up for Jack. So, meanwhile, let's see, V goes into the, so it's just packing nightmare. Okay. So Nathan and Sandy, let's go to that. So he's like, long night, Cap, long night. One of the guests was drunk. I told Christian, no circumstances, go into the water. They go into the water. She's like, right. You know what? An idea is forming here. And just not sure what it is. And I was thinking, wouldn't it be great if we had V down there? She knows a lot about lines. You know, I just don't say that because there's an idea coming to me. I can't be sure what it is. Something to do Valentine's? Is it Valentine's? No, Victory. Victory. Yeah. Valhalla. I can't think of it.
Yeah. I wish there was someone on this boat that we could just plug in right at the last second to take over, but can't quite connect those dots just yet. Let's just think about this for a little bit. Okay, like, you know what? Let's dock the boat and then we'll figure it out because nothing will go wrong with the docking. Okay.
Surely with a crew that doesn't know what they're doing, the docking's going to go great. You know, I mean, look, on one hand, the guest went into the water when he wasn't supposed to. That's bad. That's dangerous. On the other hand, we could have rid the world of Jack. So I don't know where I stand on that, really. We could have done a good thing there. We just didn't follow through. You know what we need to work on? Follow through.
Let me get back to you. This is a... I'm close to something here. Let's just work on it. Let's let it marinate a little bit.
So the guests are having breakfast and they receive eggs and someone's like, these eggs are really yellow, which I don't think anyone's ever complained about before. Usually people like that. And so someone's like, oh, they probably aren't even free range. I'm like, you need to be free range. I don't know. I feel like I had a disc coming up, but it wasn't there. But like you need to be put in the cage because you guys are too free range. There we go.
Yeah.
Moving on.
So V is like, Katarina came to pack her stuff, but I'd already done it. I got it, girl. And they're just like, oh my God. You know, it's like a backhand compliment, but I'm just surprised how quickly V's been learning. It's amazing, V. Let's have a whole montage of how amazing she is. I would like to present a lifetime achievement award for V. I've never seen anybody as good as V. Because it's like, oh, Jim,
is it ChatGPT or ChatGPV?
So Nathan and Max, Nathan's going to get a coffee, but he's like, get the lines ready for docking. So Max is like, so how was the midnight gets swim with the guests, you stupid? He's like, oh my God, this guy, man. Wow. So breakfast, Whoa. Everybody has their breakfast. Nathan wakes Tessa up to get on deck. And like, she's not late. She's totally late, by the way. And she's just muttering to herself, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here.
I want to be with the boys back at the farm. I want to be riding a combine with coal.
So Max is talking about, he's making comments about going to the gym and whatever. And Christian just can't stand. Christian cannot stand Max and anything that he says. So Kizzy is FaceTiming Tommy, which is about as interesting as that sounds. And she's like, you know, I really like Tom, but being on this boat has made me confused about being in a relationship. I'm sort of trying to unpack myself and my needs.
Oh, good, because V can pack you back up. She's doing such a good job with the packing.
V's actually already packed up your needs. You don't even have to worry about it anymore.
God damn it.
So now lines are coming in, and Max is like, bro, uncoil this, uncoil and recoil. And Christian's like, why? And he goes, because there's the problem. And Christian's like, but we're going to uncoil it anyway. He's like, just do it. And Christian's, that's just the worst. Why do you only have to pick one to fire? Just fire them both.
I think fire every single person. Christian's like, oh man, shut the fuck up. Every day is the same thing, telling me what to do nonstop. It's just, Max, I got a present for you. And he gives him like a middle finger in the confessional. And because I can't tell if Max is on a power trip right now or if something genuinely needs to be done, it's hard to say because he is someone who loves the power trip. So they're being dysfunctional. And then Aisha asks Kizzy to do the laundry. And Kizzy's like, but where's V? This is her third stew kind of thing to do. And Aisha's like, oh, V's been packing for the last 2 hours because she's so good. She did it so quickly. She's really one of the best stews I've ever encountered.
So then Max and Nathan are on the deck with Tess and Christian, and Nathan asks Tessa how she is, and he's like, you know, okay, well, you two on the stern with me, the two crossover lines, we're going to put heaving lines on them so they're easier to throw. So he's like, oh Jesus, the first talking she said she couldn't do lines, and you know, it's not like you're throwing to Pluto, but, you know, Jesus.
Like throwing to Pluto. But basically, he like gives her the
heaving lines to crossover lines in the swim platform. He's trying to make it easier for her, and she's still like, this is hard.
Yeah, he basically has put, I guess it's like a light line that's easier to throw, but there's like a little weight at the end of it. I don't know. And I guess there's some sort of knot. I don't know if the knot is the weight or whatever it is, but there's a knot that's important. And now when they are coming in, they have to throw their lines across each other, and she basically can't throw it all the way across, and her knot comes undone. And I don't really truly understand what's going on, but I just know enough to know that she failed.
Yeah, she sucks. So let's see.
And she's slow. He's like faster, Tessa, faster, Tessa. I need to be a little faster, faster, Tessa, faster, 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 Tessa. Come on, Tessa, faster.
Yeah. And meanwhile, no one is communicating with Sandy, and she's like, I need to know what's going on back there. What is going on back faster, there? What faster, is going Tessa, on back faster, there? And then the rope Tessa, wasn't even tied tight, so it comes undone. And Tessa's like, sorry, well, I just wish I was taught right. He's like, are you fucking serious? What's going on back there? What is going on back there? I get more communication from Little Bear, and he's a fish. So
so Max is, Max, Christian has done his heaving line duty, so he goes up to help Max, and then they start fighting about who knows what. Like, you got to put more. Why is this going slow? I'm pulling more. You want to say that to my face? Oh, fuck you. They're fighting, and Captain Sandy is like, oh, my God. Hey, Nathan, you might want to go check on the bow. Bow. Sort of like the way I checked on my bow wow. Little bear, that is. Now known as Little Fish.
Little bow wow, our bear that we have in our backyard. He's pretty cute. Little dog. That's what we call our bear. Little Bow Wow for short. So Max and Christian are fuck-you-ing each other. And Nathan goes to check on them. He's like, no arguments. Let's be professional. So now he's trying to coach these guys about how to tie ropes and stuff. And meanwhile, Kizzy goes to check on V. And V is like sitting there and just like still covered in the confetti that Aisha threw all over her for getting the packing done. And now it's time for guest departure. So everybody hugs bye, and Jack's like, hello, love you guys. The only thing I love more than you, Sichuan chicken. Am I right? Yes, I'm the Sichuan chicken guy, everybody.
So, yeah, they give a tip. It's like an 18th. Well, actually, we don't find out just yet, but they give the tip. They leave. Everyone's happy. And then everyone's changing. And Nathan asks if Kizzy has a BBL. I didn't personally notice Kizzy having a noteworthy hindquarters.
I'm looking at her butt. What is this, the 80s?
Nathan's like, oh, do you have a BBL? What's that mean? Baby bum lift or something? She's like, Brazilian butt lift.
Brazilian butt lift, bloody bamboo bitch. Oh.
He's like, oh, wow, baby bum lift. Wow, it's wild.
So, okay, charter number two, everybody. The good news is interior, you killed it, especially you, V. Hey, V, give me my favorite line. Line, exactly. God, I love when you say line. Says it a lot. It's good. It's her catchphrase, guys. Okay. So H, give me a high five. Okay, yeah. Deck, God, you guys are fucking terrible. You suck. Jeez, you suck and you have stupid hair, too. Sorry. Sorry there, girl one. I don't know your name yet. But the rest of you, okay. You know, we got 18,000 euros. That's $20,000. So that's pretty good. You know, that's about 10,000 pairs of capris. Okay. So everybody per person, that's something or other. I don't know. I'm not here for my math. I'm here for my hairstyle. Okay. So everybody, let's turn it around. Okay. Turn that beat around. Okay. People love that one. All right. Go do it.
Isn't that tip about 10,000 euros less than the Bitcoin bros?
Yeah.
The Bitcoin bros gave 30,000. So
it's a shame.
These people are cheap. These people are cheap. I think 25,000 is what you are looking for like a nice or standard tip. I think 20,000 is on the low end.
But so, they're not doing that Sichuan chicken. So
yeah.
Yep. Sorry.
So cleaning, and everyone is cleaning, and Tessa is mad about something. She's like, this is fucked. She's always mad about something. So Aisha's telling her team that she's just so proud of them and wants them to keep going up and up and up. And Josh is going to go sleep. But now, finally, Captain Sandy and Nathan, time to have another powwow. So Sandy's like, so how are you feeling about your deck crew? Has anyone earned a capri pant? You know, or are they still at ankle length? How far have they grown? And Nathan's like, well, it's a clown show.
Josh comes in juggling fucking steaks. Not you. Get out of here.
Circus on steroids on a multi-million dollar yacht. And Captain Sandy goes, that's total chaos. I don't really want to say that, but it is total chaos. Kind of like Norma's hair when she goes out on a date. Am I right?
I don't want to crush someone's spirit, except Norma's. Okay, you want to talk about how bad Norma looks like in a bathing suit? Go ahead, give me your opinion. He's like, no, that's pretty unprofessional. Yeah, well, okay. Well, the point is, you know, tell me your side of the story. He's like, my side of the story is you hired a bunch of fucking idiots. Did you even read the resume? It's probably on his inside dots, but his side is they suck. Like, what the fuck do you want from me? You know, yeah. He's like, this one's crazy. Max is crazy. And then the other two are just terrible. You know, she's like, okay, well, here's what you're going to do because you're a leader now. Fire one person. You only get to keep one. It's like Sophie's choice. No, Sophie didn't want to kill both of her children.
No, I fire them both. You know, my favorite reality trope is when there's like a competition and people do really badly. Like on Project Runway, they'll do this once in a while. They'll be like, I'm sorry, Peter. I'm sorry. You're out. And then the other person gasps like, oh, phew. And but also, Johan,
yeah,
you're out too. And you're like, yeah.
Oh, actually, I thought you meant when they're like, you're not safe either. You have to sew it out. Now we are giving you garbage bags, tape, and so-sos, and a squirrel. Make a ball gown in 5 minutes.
I think Captain Jason did this to Vion last season on Down Under, right? Because he fired Johnny. And then I don't remember if it was in the same session. But it was definitely the same episode. But I love it when it's like, and you're out too. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. I'm hoping that's what they need to do here. They need a good double firing. Just start over. You know, get noobs. Yeah.
Get noobs. Let's do that. Well, they have to because, well, we know someone's getting fired because they said it. Gail's going to clearly come back. But Gail's not going to come back before Nathan and Kizzy make out, I feel like. So we'll see how that goes.
Dun, dun, dun. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us on Below Deck Med Day. We will be back tomorrow with Salt Lake City and also Bravo Wife Swap, which is a new one for Yale Brav. So we'll be checking that out. So join us for that. If you want to join us on Patreon, you'll get all of our video recaps and our bonuses. So do that. And we will see you Monday for Amazon Live at 4 p.m. Pacific time. You can find the link for that at our link in bio over on Instagram at Watch What Crappens. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber Way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher. It's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
It's our queen. It's Queen Laifah.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible, edible Matthew Sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
We're obsessed all with Tessa V.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.